The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
Well, welcome everybody. I hope you had some popcorn for our video and we're about ready to get started. I want to welcome all our first time viewers to our Optavia business call. Tonight, we have a very exciting call. And as we always start these calls, we base them around the six leadership habits, the key aspects that separate Optavia coaches and leaders from the pack. So with that, I'd like to bring on first Integrated Presidential Director, Jamil Frazier. Jamil, how are you this evening?
I am incredible. I feel fortunate to be here, Dr. A. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you. And, you know, that's one of the things that we represent as Optavia leaders is humility. It's an amazing thing we're doing. And, you know, it's obviously been a blessing in our lives. And tonight we're going to talk about extraordinary results. You know, what Optavia can do for people if they, you know, and as the video said in the beginning, it's about doing the work, right? We have a great vehicle and we know it can help people change their stars and create lifelong transformation. But it requires work and it requires time. And so tonight, I know you're going to talk a little bit. You're going to bring on some examples of people that have, like yourself, you've helped them. And now they're moving forward as well. So let's get started.
Yeah, you know, and I'm so appreciative to be here. Next month, Dr. A will be 9 years for me, believe it or not. And I think one of the reasons why I love this mission so much is what it's done for me and what it represents. You know, I really feel like if Optavia can help transform a guy like me, then it can help transform anyone. And that's, you know, what we do. And tonight we're talking about delivering extraordinary results and serving the better mankind. And when I think about that extraordinary, right, and I think about myself, before I came into Optavia, and it's funny, you know, Dr. A knows this better than anyone else, especially with some of our early interactions, I was not extraordinary. I was very, very ordinary. And the guy you're looking at today is a stark difference than the guy that came into this organization in April of 2012. See, when I came in, I was one of those people, I was ashamed if I could just share my heart tonight. And I feel like we're all family and family enough for me to be honest. I was ashamed of where I was in life. I was extremely ego-driven. I was selfish. I had a PhD in blame and being a victim and being a hero. Definitely had a hero complex. I was shallow. And I would say on the surface, I was the shell of myself. And back then, I would rather quit than do the hard things. And it's so interesting because then I stepped into Optavia. And I believe in the last 9 years, what's happened to me is being a microcosm of the macro impact that we could have on the world. Because I've been refined, I've been resurrected, I've been polished, I think I've been shaped, I've been peeled back to my core multiple times. This is one of, and I don't know if you guys feel like this, but Optavia sort of finds the biggest weaknesses in your own like personal development. And then it highlights it and it broadcasts it. And it's almost like it sends a signal out to the world and says, that's where that guy or that's where that girl's got to go and really do some work. I feel like I've been licensed, I've been sanctioned. And really the transformation that's happened, so much of it has been sort of internal, but it's really made its way external. And I know that we're going to get into healthy finances, but yes, I've experienced this sort of abundance, I guess you could call it financially, but in a way that's not surprising to me because my first interaction with Dr. A, I remember being brought to the stage and him asking me how well did I want to do financially. And I got to say, I said something that was much bigger than even that we do now. So that's not surprising to me. What's surprising to me, Dr. A and everyone else that's listening to me, is where I lead with. See, before I led with that sort of being the driver for me. And now the motivation that leads me is about awakening and really empowering, so that if we could bring one healthy habit to individuals all over the nation, then that's how we really start to change the world. So a couple things that Dr. Ace taught me over last year, over the last 9 years. One is he would always say to me, Jamil, everything speaks. Write that down, Jamil, everything speaks. And then two, he always talked to me about moving from infancy to prime, right? So moving from that little baby that's sort of dependent on everything and everyone that's around it to now moving to prime. And I believe that that's where this entire body of Optavia is really going. So for all of you new folks that are on, and for all of you coaches that have been here for a while, you know, when I think about all of the new people that's coming into this organization, I also think that that means that you're next. See, 9 years ago, I was next. And now for a lot of you new people, you're next. And when you have a mission that's bigger than you, then that's when you can actually go out and really start to change the world. So for me, you know, I study a lot of people, and Dr. Martin Luther King said that everyone can be great because everyone can serve. And then our model allows you to be super great because we can serve on such a big level. And that's what I've seen in my own sort of journey. And greatness, what I've learned, isn't given, it's earned. And it's something that you have to actually move into. And so as we start to display really extraordinary results, and as we start to better mankind, one thing that I know at such a deep level is this, and I'll finish with this, is a good thing, you can't hide from it for too long. Like a good thing doesn't stay dormant. A good thing is never stays locked away. A good thing doesn't stay in solitary confinement, but a good thing always comes to light. And as we move into delivering extraordinary results, and as we start to serve to better mankind, we are that energy that eventually lights up the world. And that's what we're seeing right now, Dr. A. So I've seen it happen in my own life. I've seen it happen in my own transformation. And I've certainly seen it happen in the next person that we'll bring up, who is Global Director Annika Relaford. And it's had a tremendous transformation within her journey as an Optavia coach as well. So Annika, are you there tonight, my friend? Come on off and share with us, really, what does this habit of transformational leadership really mean to you, and how we've seen it uncover in your own life?
Thank you so much, Jamil. It's truly an honor to be on with you all tonight and be a part of something larger than life with you. Honestly, Jamil, somebody would have told me that our friendship since the fifth grade would have put us on the trajectory for what we get to be a part of together today. I wouldn't have believed it for a second, but that's the beauty about what we get to be a part of, isn't it? When I came into Optavia 4 years ago, I definitely couldn't see past me. A lot like you, I was broken in every aspect of my life. And year after year, hope started to fade that I was ever going to find joy and purpose. I was physically overweight. I was an emotional hurricane and drowning in the healthcare arena, trying to make an income and a difference that ultimately was taking my own life slowly and not making the difference that I wanted to see in my own life, but mostly in other people's lives. I lacked all sense of control. I felt like the world was running me, and I couldn't see that the reason that I was so overweight was because that I was mentally overweight. And I was mentally overweight because of, honestly, the daily caustic work environment in my day-to-day life. And it wasn't until true desperation set in that I was open to really changing. You guys, it took me an experience of our son almost dying from a rare disorder that only six kids worldwide had ever been diagnosed with at the time to realize what it meant to not have control in my life. And I knew in that moment that I needed to find solutions on how to regain control of my own life. In order to have something drastically different in life, I'd need to be a part of something that provided that caliber of change. And it was in the blessing of this community that came to our aid, and that time that changed everything for us. And as I started to change and shed the physical and emotional and financial weight and create opportunity and abundance, we were able to give more and do more for the people who had given to us. And that's something you can't put a price tag on. And in return, we contended for them and watched in joy as others started to break their own emotional and physical and financial restraints and provide opportunity for them and their loved ones. You guys, this is what Optavia really provides: opportunities. It's a vast blue ocean opportunity to become more and invest more in ourselves so that we can give and provide more. And through our changes of transformation, we were able to give hope and tangible tools and solutions to people. Now, me and my husband were able to give back to causes that are near and dear to us because we learned how to become the leaders in our own lives. To watch food desert towns have sustainable food options for their kids for future generations, to be able to give back to the nonprofits who saved our son's life 4 years ago and brought us into this incredible vehicle, to be able to give more now to causes that are near and dear to our hearts, because honestly, we have more, and because we are more. To deliver extraordinary results and to serve mankind on a higher level. But you guys, I didn't see that. And my husband definitely didn't see that until we went to our first event 3 years ago and saw the mission and saw the message. I implore you, be a part of everything that you can, because that is when you're going to have these mental breakthroughs. The very reason why most people are in the disarray of life is because they lack success and fulfillment. They lack like feeling that they have control over their world. This is what we get to provide as coaches. We give real world solutions to real world problems. We give folks the opportunities and tools to help them reverse engineer their life. Instead of life running them, they learn how to run their life and design one that matters most to them. We provide opportunities and tools to help others find success and fulfillment in everything that they do. It's such a formidable and humbling mission that we all get to be a part of together and help be the change that we wish to see in the world. And doesn't the world truly need our help right now? So whether you're a brand new coach, or whether you've just stepped into this incredible vehicle of change, or you're a seasoned coach impacting thousands of lives like we are now, I want to ask you, how big do you really see it? Will you make the commitment and be a part of the solution to provide tangible and breakthrough for the masses who are looking for hope? Guys, the world needs our help. Tough times never last, my friends, but tough people really do. Thank you, Dr. A, for creating an opportunity where we get to be a part of the solution and no longer a part of the problem. Thank
Annika,
you, Dr.
Ray. Annika, that was beautiful. You know, I've never heard you speak before, but your adaptation and transformation and now taking these healthy habits and changing everything in your life, just like Jamil, you know, it's great that the mentorship in our organization, we work together, because that movement, moving from being what can I get from the world to what I can give to the world, it makes all the difference. And look at that incredible picture. So that is awesome. So thank you guys so much. I got to tell you, it's really deep, deep emotion that comes when you hear these incredible stories. It's just amazing. So thank you for all your help. And I'm looking forward to meeting you personally this summer. So with that, let's move on to Integrated Presidential Director, Joanna Mitchell. Joanna, how are you this evening?
Hey, Dr. A, thank you so much. I am always humbled to be here. Man, Optavia changed my life. You know, I think about this extraordinary results in serving mankind, and the extraordinary transformation that took place in me was inside out. You know, our external and our internal really mirrored each other when I started. We were on food stamps. We were on Medicaid. My husband was bedridden, and that was external. Internal, I was broken. Internal, I was felt like a victim. I was lived in a state where I hid because I was scared of all being judged. It was all about me. How do I protect me? How do I protect ego? How do I protect what I have, my time, my people? And we were in survival, constant survival mode. So to have breakthrough where all of a sudden you start winning, it changed everything. I mean, to be able to realize you had the power and the tool to win created and opened this box in me that, oh man, I'm wired to win and I'm gonna learn how to live a life where all I do is win. And when I started winning, I wanted other people to win. I wanted to create wins for the world. Y'all, when I started this, it was all about me. I wouldn't post because I didn't want other people to feel uncomfortable. That's not true. I didn't post because I didn't want to feel uncomfortable. I didn't ask someone if they were interested in coaching because I didn't want them to think I was trying to get them. Bull. I didn't want to make them feel uncomfortable. Bull. It was about me and protecting me. And the extraordinary transformation that took place in me was going from about serving and protecting me to going, no more. I have this gift. I am who I am, and I'm going to start offering this to the world. I went from proving to creating. I went from ego to serving in any capacity possible. And that was massive. And in this process, I have learned to have three words that are my favorite words in the English language. And it's because of Optavia. And that first word is yet. Y'all, you might not be there yet, and it's okay. I have shifted from a fixed mindset, a mindset where I felt like I could never learn or grow, to a mindset of not yet. I can learn anything, and so can you. Options. My other favorite word is options. Optavia provides options. A lot of you don't know this. We have a child that has contended with mental illness. And because of Optavia, we have been able to get her the best therapeutic treatment necessary. And guess what? She is not her diagnosis, because just like I'm not fixed, neither is her brain. It's neuroplastic and it can change too. Options. And the last word I love is and. Because of Optavia, I get to live the and life. I get to serve mankind. I get to be the fullness of who I am and be mama. My husband gets to be an ER provider because he loves it, and coach. Man, why would I keep this to myself? Why wouldn't I want to tell the world and serve the world and give them these three words that they are dying to know about? And I get to now introduce to you a dear friend of mine who I have watched step into options, embrace yet, embrace and. I've watched the transformation take place. And so it was so much joy that I get to introduce to you Global Director, Matt Christina.
Thanks, Joanna. Thanks, Dr. A, for having me on. It's such a huge honor to be able to come on and just share a little bit of my story. You see, my story with Optavia kind of started just watching my wife, honestly. I have another business outside of this. And when she started a program, I would kind of eavesdrop. She would be doing the coach trainings and I would kind of be around the corner and I think, what are you listening to? Who is that talking? And I would start to spy on her trainings because there was just so much that was amazing that was being shared. And so eventually I agreed to be one of her first clients. And you know, the day I started program, my first day on 5-in-1, one of the most important days of my life because it's the day I started a program, also one of the worst days of my entire life. You see, at 4 o'clock that evening, I was eating my lean and green, my turkey meatballs and your Ralph's tomato sauce and broccoli, classic, right? And I got the phone call that my dad had taken his life right in the middle of the lean and green of day one, 5-in-1. And that moment changed everything for me. And I honestly don't remember much about that month, the next month that happened. I mean, I know things happened and there was a funeral and it's pretty blurry. It's hard for me to remember a lot of the details of what happened. But when I came back and we kind of got in the swing of things, see, I was sort of coaching with my wife a little bit, helping her out, but I wasn't bought in yet. I wasn't fully bought in. And I had this kind of visual image that kind of came to me, and it was this image of a trench. See, when there's a trauma in your life, something traumatic happens, there's a hole that gets dug out kind of in your soul. And the image I had was this hole, this trench that was dug out. And it had two things, and it was either going to flow and fill back in with bitterness and anger, or it was going to be filled back in with purpose. And see, I knew that some of the exasperating things in my dad's life were that he felt trapped. He felt trapped in a job that he couldn't get out of. He was anxious about it to the point where he kept going, even when he was, you know, declining in his anxiety and his mental health. And he felt like he had no option. And he expressed that many times. And so I knew that my purpose now was to give people options. But we do know that when we take care of our physical bodies and when things are in congruence, when we have options, when we're mentally and financially and physically healthy, our outcomes are much better. And so short of going back to school to become a psychiatrist and help people in that way, which I wasn't going to do, I wasn't that great of a student the first time around. And so I wasn't going back to school at age 40, but I knew what I had in my hand was a tool. And all of a sudden that purpose became clear to me. All of a sudden I became bold. I stopped worrying about what people thought on my social media about what I posted, because I knew I wasn't posting for me. I was posting for them. You know, at that same time, we were struggling financially. We were on using WIC checks. We were what I like to call it downwardly mobile. So you've heard upwardly mobile. We were downwardly mobile. It was like every year was worse than the last. And I felt like my mom was in Florida and I was in Kansas, and I couldn't be with her anytime I wanted. And it was through Optavia, actually, through the financial abundance, that we were able to move back to Florida after a couple years of coaching, to be able to be close to who we want to. We were at a business retreat in Arizona, and we wrote down, we did an exercise with Helen Irwin where we wrote a letter to ourselves, and we said, I'm so happy and grateful now that, and what I wrote was, I am so happy and grateful now that I can be where I need to be with who I need to be there with and when I need to be there. I'm not held back anymore. I am free. I am free to go and be and love when I need to be. And that became my purpose. And so I'm just so blessed by this company. And you know, the last thing I'll say is convention, not too far away, coming up. So we have convention coming up. And, you know, early on in this Optavia coaching journey, I was kind of stuck in a victimhood mentality too. My other business was struggling a little bit, and it was always about like who had advantages and who was holding me down and all this stuff. And when I went to a convention and I heard the teaching there, it occurred to me as I watched everybody at the stage that we were all on an equal playing field, and I had no excuses anymore, that I had the same tool in my hand that everyone else had. And Optavia started to strip away the excuses and allowed me to actually step into my own ability, step into my own personal responsibility, and start to take control of my life and become the author and the creator of the future that I wanted to have. And so I wanted to say thank you, Dr. A, for creating this and giving us the platform to create the lives that we want to create. Because I don't know of another tool that addresses all those different areas in mind and body and finances so beautifully. And so I'm just blessed to be here. And I want to say thank you again for letting me speak.
Great, Matt. Thank you so much. And you know, we know the three stages of development are knowing, doing, and becoming. And you've clearly become just like Annika. It's incredible to hear, you know, the ideas of what Optavia can do to help people reach their potential. They're not voiced around material things. They're about organizing our life around what matters most. And that's the beauty of Optavia. If you listen to these stories and, you know, the world is out there trying to make all these claims, what we're about is one thing. It's about allowing people to awaken to the potential and to put them in position. You know, yes, it takes hard work. Yes, it takes to become coachable and teachable. But over time, if we're willing to do the work, the platform and the community of humans coming together, helping themselves and then reaching out and helping others is a beautiful thing and something we're so proud of. And we're going to continue to move forward and hopefully dominate the landscape, because the world does need change. And we create extraordinary results, amazing results. And the results are that of bringing people back to have fulfillment, to be doing something they care about, being able to reach out and help each other. And that's, you know, Jamil mentioned one of Martin Luther King's quote, one of mine that favorite from him, was that, you know what, when we move into service of others, that's truly when life begins. And, you know, if you're suffering, if you're struggling, if you're in survival mode, like Joanna was talking about, or that Annika was talking about, it's very, very hard. You know, when you're undergoing life's challenges like Matt had, it's very, very hard. And it's so easy to go back into survival, into our womb, and, you know, take our blankie and suck our thumb and feel sorry for ourselves. But what we're doing at Optavia is we're awakening the opportunity for people of all walks, creeds. It doesn't matter. We're about diversity, but helping them realize what's most important to them. And that is basically being there with their family, with their community, and making a difference. You know, we all want to leave a legacy and to be in service of mankind. I'm going to say humankind. We should really change that, because it's all about the human species. We are so much better together, and yet we've kind of lost our way. And Optavia is a small way of gathering people that want to regain and make a change and help us change the world. So thank you guys. That was amazing. And hopefully all of you listen tonight. It gives you more fuel and inspiration. And now just go do the work and help us change the world together. So we love you guys. Okay, I want to move on now. Our call after our first call, our business call, is our field-driven call. And Integrated Presidential Robert Gaffney, can you come on, buddy, and talk a little bit about that?
Hey, Dr. A, I'm just sitting here flabbergasted. I'm trying to get my words together here, but thank you so much for that and for this opportunity, for this vehicle. You know, I have the honor to talk about the basics of the compensation plan. As soon as we're finished here, I'll be with my good friend, Michelle Heyman. And for those of you who are just looking to learn a little bit about the compensation plan, hop on. We're going to talk about the basics. You know, Dr. A, we talk about a lot about being stewards, you know, stewards in our health, stewards in our mind, in our body. And we're going to talk about being stewards in our finances. And that's super critical. You know, we do well by doing good as we talk. And also, one final thing is that I'm going to have two special guests after this, which Jamil and Joanne are going to have a special announcement on something that's going to happen on May 15th. So guys, hop on over. Please join the link that's on your screen here, and I'm looking forward to having fun with you guys. Thank you so much, Dr.
Great, Robert. It's going to be a great call. And, you know, we do have a special event coming up, which we get to do virtually, you know, in the new world we live in, where we're kind of going back to, we love to be together, but it's great to have things where we can come together virtually, you know, on a weekend and have some fun together and all learn and prepare for a national convention coming up in July. So with that, I'd love to bring on now Integrated Presidential Director David Bush. David, how are you this evening, my friend?
Fantastic, Dr. A. And this Wednesday night, I get a chance to be the host of our Habits of Health Community Time. And this week's topic is going to be on fixed mindset versus growth mindset. This is such an amazing topic, and it comes right out of element 4. And there's also some in element 5 that we're going to talk about. But this is going to be a great call to invite your coaches, your clients, your candidates, your connections, because this is really going to be about how we develop healthier mind habits and healthier mental well-being by becoming healthier people and having healthier thoughts and having more of the concept of what if and how can I? That's a great concept to think about when you are challenging yourself to have that growth mindset. So I can't wait to host that particular call. And then immediately following that call, we're going to do our stories of transformation. This is where we're going to feature different coach transformation stories. And we're going to give a 30-minute presentation on our program and on our coach opportunity. And we're going to share some transformation stories of people that have made the decision to pay it forward and explain a little bit more about why they became a coach, how they overcame some of the challenges and barriers to do so. And then we're going to share that with others and invite them to join us and to help others to get healthy in the month of May. And I don't know if you got a text reminder when you first got on this call, but everybody has the ability to set up text reminders. All you have to do is just pick up your phone right now and type in the phone number 99000 and just type in the words Optavia Coach, uppercase, all one word, as the text message, and send that text. You can also do another one where you type the same phone number, 99000, and type in the text message Optavia 30, all uppercase, all one word. Great way to get reminders on your phone with a link to the Zoom meetings. And Dr. A, we're off to an amazing closing week of April 2021, and I'm super excited.
Yes, it is. Thanks, David. And thanks to all our speakers tonight. All you guys did a great job. And, you know, the Optavia story and the Optavia way, is one of reaching up, awakening people, and then helping them on their journey to fully reach their potential, which, you know, which is an, really an unlimited thing that we have as humans. We just need help, support, and a process to help us with that. And that's what OptiVia is about. So see you guys on the next call. God bless. Love you guys so much. Good night.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent OptiVia coaches or clients of OptiVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent OptiVia coaches. OptiVia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with OptiVia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the OptiVia income disclosure statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. compensation plan, which differs from the international compensation plan. Yours in health, the OptiVia team.